This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores Scientists Behaving Badly, Publish or Perish. And now here's Paige.
Last time, we talked about scientists behaving badly when they fail to report problems in clinical trials of drugs. With enormous pressures to get cancer-fighting drugs to market, there's a big temptation to take shortcuts. Today, let's talk about pressures of a different sort, publish or perish. A lot rides on a scholar getting his article published in a prestigious medical journal, ranging from getting tenure to landing lucrative research grants. But publication in a peer-reviewed journal does not guarantee the reliability of a research study. One of the most well-known cases of research fraud was perpetrated by Dr. Andrew Wakefield. His 1998 study described a link between the MMR vaccine and autism. As a result, thousands of parents decided not to vaccinate their children. 6 years later, a journalist found that Wakefield had falsified data and engaged in research misconduct. We call that fraud. Surely cases like Wakefield's are rare. Or does scientific misconduct happen more often than we think? Articles retracted for fraud have increased tenfold since 1975, and most of that has been in the last decade. Misconduct includes falsifying, fabricating, or modifying data, plagiarism, false attribution of authorship, and publishing the same paper in more than one journal. An October 2012 study ranked journals based on the number of articles retracted due to fraud. Science and Nature, two of the most prestigious journals, ranked in the top 10. Another survey found that approximately 2% of scientists admitted to having falsified data at least once, and up to 34% admitted to other questionable research practices. That takes us back to publish or perish. Many believe that the publish or perish standard in academia is a big factor in the increases in fraud and misconduct. A scholar's chances at tenure, success, and prestige is measured by grant money awarded and the number of articles published. Some Tier 1 universities expect a tenure-track professor to produce 3 research papers per year. This doesn't allow for the time, care, and attention needed to conduct quality research. Furthermore, the system lacks proper accountability and oversight. Well, the problems are deeper than the reputation of a journal or a researcher. Scientific fraud hurts people like you and me. First, your doctor may recommend the latest treatment based on a fraudulent study. Second, you might consent based on the bad information the doctor received. People can make significant health decisions, such as the refusal to immunize their children for fear of autism. Third, when fraudulent research is paid for by government grants, it's a misuse of taxpayer dollars. It doesn't stop there. In a domino effect, subsequent studies that rely on the fraudulent studies also lack reliability. When scientists behave badly, the ripple effect extends far beyond the tarnished credibility of scientific research. So, instead of publish or perish, hasn't the time come for us to search for a better way, a more honest scientific culture? Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, this is Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.